You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
So I have a sort of, is this bad? So our remote on our TV went out. It doesn't work anymore. It just turns on and off. So we downloaded the Amazon Fire app on our phones, which is awesome. Like, I'd rather just be using that anyway, right? So we both have access to the TV through our phones now.
Right. I feel like I know where this is going.
Okay. Well, I go to bed earlier than my husband Dylan does, obviously. I have to be up for the show. So it's become a nighttime ritual almost that I'll go to bed. He'll be playing video games or watching TV in the living room, and I will control the TV from the bedroom. Oh. I will turn the sound up. I will turn it down. I will pause it. And I keep doing it until he legitimately is mad. Is that bad?
Wow.
It's so much fun, you guys. You have no idea.
So how long have you been doing this?
About a week.
There. Okay, about a week. Because at about 2 weeks, I don't think it's going to be very 1 week, I would be like screaming.
Well, at first he was laughing. He thought it was funny at first. And I'm starting to think
they
it's
always
like an
start
every
out that
night
way.
Thing.
It's almost kind of like my relationships. It's fun and funny at first, but then they end up screaming.
Like, I mean, honestly, that's so true.
2 weeks in, sometimes 2 years in. Like,
that's a great example. Thank you, Foch.
So you're saying stop that, even though I'm having so much fun with it.
I mean, I don't think you should stop it immediately. Here's one question. When you turn up and down the volume, can he see that that's happening?
Yeah. I know. I wish it could be sneaky with it.
I think, though, that if you're in bed and you're thinking like, oh, it's too loud, and you just turn it down to where it's comfortable, I think that would let him know, like, oh, okay, this is where I should be.
But I'm not doing it for that reason. Yeah, I'm just messing with him.
So, I'm very sensitive to them.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say it.
I knew the minute that this left Chelsea's mouth, I'm like, Ginger's going to be way more passionate about this than I already knew it. So, have the floor, my friend. Okay.
All right. So, my whole house is on Alexa.
Right.
Okay. So, I can just say, Alexa, turn on kitchen, or Alexa, turn on bedroom, and it turns everything on. I can tell it to turn up. I can even tell my thermostat to turn to whatever degree I want it to. So the problem is, if Tater Tot Jr. learns this exact thing,
I hope she's listening.
I'm in trouble.
I'm surprised she hasn't already.
She has been really directly told not to do it. But I don't know if you know anything about kids, but sometimes they don't listen.
I've heard that.
So I don't know. I don't know if anybody else out there knows that, but it's true.
Okay, so this is pretty bad. I mean,
I thought you guys would
it's funny, though. I mean, I love pranks, so I mean, I don't think it's as bad as Ginge thinks it's bad. So it's kind of like, but I guess if I was watching one of my shows or watching a movie that I was into and somebody else was doing that night after night after night. I don't know. This is hard for me because I wouldn't download an app on my phone to begin with to control my TV.
I wouldn't know where to find it.
I don't like my phone in front of me a lot. Like, that's I put it in the other room and I like have like just so I can go and be in my own little world.
Yeah.
So I can think and just have my own little thoughts.
Imagine if Chelsea was there and you were watching
Yellowstone,
your beautiful Cardinals, and right before them to swing to hit
on. Now
she turns it
off. Now you've done it, Ginge.
And now you don't see.
I'm officially upset.
I know. You don't see Tony Johnston with his home run.
Tony
it's
Johnston?
All because of Chelsea.
Tony Johnston. Oh, he plays third base.
he does.
Good old
he
Tony.
He plays fourth base, I think.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.